some Hell's Kitchen joint or something like that. And now he's one of the top chefs in America and the star of Iron Chef.
Yeah, I just hope that restaurant takes off, though.
Well, they're
having
problems.
Two restaurants that he has.
No, they're struggling.
Yeah, yeah, they're stuck in the mud.
Kevin Rathman joins us.
Hope he gets out from under.
On 790 The Zone. Hey, Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's been a tough week up over there. You know, I'm not doing anything. Nobody's coming, man. I hope this helps.
I tell him every time I walk in. What do I need to do? Give you a couple of mentions? I mean, seriously.
Hey, Kevin, we were talking earlier about coaches. You know, this guy starts at the high school JV level, and all of a sudden now he's coaching in the ACC. Who was the first person to pay you a dollar to actually say, yeah, now I'm a cook?
The first person to pay me a dollar?
Yeah.
You know, when I started working for Sambo's when I was 14 years old.
That's classic.
You know, so I was dealing eggs all day long, 24 hours a day. So and believe me, they didn't pay me very well back then.
How was the food? You're a food guy. So when you sat at Sambo's preparing breakfast, did you think, you know what, it's a pretty good breakfast I'm making this morning?
Say that again?
When you were preparing breakfast at Sambo's, did you think I'm doing a pretty good breakfast this morning? Or were you thinking, God, this is not where I need to be?
You know, every time I put something out, I try to put my heart and soul into it. You know, I think that's why I'm in the restaurant business for the rest of my life. You know, I try to do good at it, and that's kind of how I got there. So, you know, I mean, after about 1,000 eggs, you go, that's when you say to yourself, now what the hell am I getting myself into? You know?
There's got to be more. There's got to be more than this.
And how the hell did they get away with naming this place Sambo's?
What's that?
I need to go cook some steaks and some foie gras somewhere, instead of this... you know, these eggs, you know?
Yeah, somewhere there's a foie gras waiting. All right, so it's Iron Chef the other night against – the fact that you're against Bobby Flay, I mean, who basically owns that network, I mean, that's like having to play a number one seed right out of the gate as like a small –
in their building.
Yeah, in their building.
Yeah, you're the road team.
I tell you what, we took them down, brother. We took them down. We beat him. Did our five dishes, put up 25 plates for the judges. Bone Crusher was one of the judges. You know, he's an Atlanta-based guy. He was all over our food. Loved it.
You beat him on taste, right? Explain that whole process, by the way, because it's such a popular show. You come out of the smoke and the whole deal, but how many hours are you really there, and how pressure-packed is the whole deal?
Let me tell you, it was about an 8-hour taping. You know, you got to do interviews. You got to come out of the tunnel. They do the smoke stuff. They do the money shots on the food, but... the true 60 minutes is you got to come up with five dishes. You got to come up with five photo op plates. And, you know, after that, you get a little time off camera to produce your food for the judges because you want to give it to them hot, ready to go. They give you 7 minutes per plate on that, and you flip a coin on who's going to go first or second. Now, the Iron Chefs, of course, they always want to go second to see what you're going to do. Not to mention, they get a little bit more time off camera to, like, you know, heat stuff and play around with their food, although they're not cooking. You have to be done. You have to have everything seared, everything baked or fried. The only thing you could do is reheat food after the 60 minutes is over. But, you know, nobody's really – everybody's so busy running around, you know. They can, you know, they're sneaky, those Iron Chefs. I'm telling you, sneaky.
Yeah, I mean, you're a big fella, Kevin, and that was a lot of activity running around that kitchen. I mean, you think you dropped – how much do you think you dropped weight-wise in just that one day?
I don't know how much I dropped weight-wise. I got to tell you, I looked at the cameraman at the end of that 60 minutes, and I said, have you ever had anybody have a heart attack on here? And he goes, please don't talk like that. I just about did.
So he didn't think it was funny, huh?
He didn't think that was funny at all. No, he didn't.
He didn't see the humor.
No. Hey, so you win that, and that's it, though, right? There's no next round or anything else. That's it. You're a winner. You retire as champ.
That's right. Cyrus Champ, 1-0, you know, 1-0.
Well, what's the matter? You afraid of Giada De Laurentiis? You don't want to, you know.
I take her on. Shoot.
Yeah, me too, brother.
Right. I'll let her win. She's so cute.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, what was the flavor that put you over the top? What was the key to the whole dish?
You know, I think we got back to the flavor profile, and I think the whole idea is you get 10 points for the flavor and the taste. You get 5 points for creativity and 5 points for originality. We tied on both of the last two, but we beat them by 4 points on the taste. And I think that's what it is. Steak, you know how I know I love the seasoned food. You know, salt is one of my favorite ingredients. I just think seasoned food is really good. And I think a lot of people that get on that Iron Chef get so busy and so caught up in trying to make this beautiful, pretty food that they forget the final ingredient, and that's a little bit of salt. Make the judges go, wow, man, that's
about,
good.
It's all about the salt. Hey, by the way, Steak Tips coming back with Kevin Rathbun and our buddy Bob Amick, who does a great job with some restaurants in town, will be helping us as well. And, Kevin, congratulations. We knew you back when, two of the great restaurants, not just in Atlanta but in the country, Rathbun's and Kevin Rathbun's Steak. And this is a guy, this is no, it's not like that City commercial where the food comes and they look at each other and they say, where are we going after this to eat? I mean, this is steaks and macaroni and cheese and great food. And
hey, Kevin, did you get a trophy?
No, they don't give you a trophy. I don't think they give you a trophy.
No car?
A championship belt?
Yeah, they give you something.
I don't think they give you anything. I think you know what the whole idea is what I call butts in seats, you know?
Yep.
Having that on TV, seeing millions of people watching that, whenever they come to Atlanta, the first thing on their head is they're going to come to Rathbun's.
Yeah, you don't need a trophy.
I was going to say.
You know what? That's the trophy.
Yeah, exactly right. He's got a more pragmatic trophy. It's called cash.
Trophy. It's a belt made of cash.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, congratulations, and I look forward to Steak Tips coming up in a few weeks.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Kevin Rathbun, who wins Iron Chef, beats Bobby Flay. He beats Bobby Flay. That's what he did. We come back. Sandra's got a morning grind. We got good grind stuff. You feel good?
Yeah, funny stuff.
Feel loose? You feel...
I feel good. I'm ready.
All right.
Warmed up.
All right. We're coming back.
Now I want some mac and cheese, though.
Oh,
doesn't that sound good?
I'm so hungry right now.
I'm
so hungry. It's so bad. We already talked about our dinner tonight, what I had to do, the freak out I had.
We'll bring that up in the grind because that was pretty funny.
All right, it's not 56.
And upsetting.
Yes. It's mayhem. I'm sorry.
And crazy.
And crazy.
I'm slobbering here over all this stuff. We'll come back here. Spring training is brought to you by Heineken, Kroger, Alarm Force, and Superior Plumbing. I started spinning. That's why.
It's like Pavlov. Whenever he hears Kevin Rathbun, he starts ruling.
That description, you see when I started spinning, it was disgusting. All right, we'll come back. 1 hour to go in mayhem on Sports Radio 790. So.